Okay. What's your name, sir?
Roberto.
Roberto. And what did you see happen?
I was out there. I saw the truck pull out, and the cop in back of him.
Uh huh.
They stopped in the outside, right in the entrance, and they started shooting at each other.
Okay. Now, where were you standing when this happened?
Right by the truck, the white truck right here.
Okay. Actually, if you don't mind, can we go up and just stand on the spot where you saw this happen? Okay. Now, is this white truck here?
No, this truck wasn't here.
Okay.
I was, we were here, then all of a sudden I saw the truck come out really fast, man.
Okay, now what kind of truck was it?
It's like a Toyota, black Toyota, with some buckets in the back. It was a pickup. I don't know if it was a Toyota or a Nissan, I don't know.
Okay, now where was it coming from?
From that.
This road right here?
Yeah.
So that would be Red Barn?
Okay. Red Barn and Red Barn.
So when you first saw or heard it, where was it at?
The bullet, the shots, or?
No, the truck.
Oh, it was coming that way. Like this.
Okay, so was it halfway down the street, all the way down the street when you first heard it?
Right here.
Just when it was turning?
Burning rubber. No.
Okay, so you're standing out here. Did you hear it first or see it first?
I saw it coming. I was like, man, this truck is coming too fast in the neighborhood like this.
Uh-huh. How fast was it going, would you say?
Probably 40 miles an hour.
40? Okay, and then it made a turn right here?
Yeah.
Did he stop at the stop sign?
No, he didn't have time.
Okay, so he at 40 miles an hour, he turned right here and made a right? And then what would you see next?
The cop in back of him.
The police officer was behind him?
Yeah. Then they stopped right there. Well, the truck stopped first because of the traffic.
Okay.
And then the cop pulled over in back of him, and that's when all of a sudden I saw the cop get out of the car because the other guy was shooting at him. So they started shooting at him, and as soon as I saw the truck leave, I walked up and I asked the cop if he was okay, and he said, like, yeah, I'm okay, just call for help right now.
Okay. All right, so you see the truck, and the cop was right behind him. Did you see the cop have his lights on or anything?
No.
So no emergency lights were on?
No.
Okay. Did you hear a siren?
Nope.
Okay. So he goes through the stop sign. Did the police officer follow right behind him? How close was the police officer when he turned right here?
Probably like a couple seconds away.
Just a couple seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then the truck continued on and stopped at the road like it was waiting for traffic?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anybody standing around that area over there?
I didn't see anyone standing right there.
Okay. And then it was all from right here, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And then you saw the cop stop behind him?
Yeah.
And then what happened next? You saw the cop get out first?
Well, I didn't see the other guy get out because the tree right there, you see, it's blocking everything where the truck was.
Okay.
I saw the cop getting behind his car.
Uh-huh.
And they were shooting at each other.
Okay. Now, who would you say shot first, do you know?
Oh, the suspect.
The suspect shot first? And is that because you could hear it?
Well, saw everything, you know, as soon as the cop pulled over back there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, we saw the cop just run to the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
Because the guy started shooting at him.
Okay, now where was the cop at exactly when the first shot was fired? Where was he at? Was he still in his car?
He was getting out of his car.
He was getting out of the car as the first shot was being fired.
Yeah.
And then how many shots did you hear the suspect fire?
Oh, man. Not exactly, but I just shots from both ways, you know?
Okay. How many shots in total would you say you heard, if you could estimate?
Probably 15.
15 shots from both sides?
Yeah.
Okay, so as the officer is getting out, you hear a shot, and then you see the officer go to the back of the car.
Yeah.
Let's say this is the back of the police car right here.
Yeah.
Where was the officer standing? So he's like at the right rear corner of the police car, kind of close to it? And was he pointing his gun?
Yeah, he was pointing his gun at the...
Okay.
He was shooting at him, you know?
Okay, and did you see his gun shooting? Or did you just hear it, or how did you know he was shooting?
I saw his helmet. He had his gun like this, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear two different types of shots, or were they the same shot?
Two different types of shots.
Okay. Now, is it something that you'd be able to differentiate? Like, would you be able to say that you heard so many of these type of shots and so many of those type of shots, or was it kind of sound the same?
Kind of sound the same, yeah.
Okay, but about 15?
Yeah.
Okay, and then after that, what happened?
The truck left. And then we started walking like towards over there.
Uh-huh.
I saw the cop with a little blood over here, and so I asked him, "Are you okay?" And so I call for help right now.
Oh, he said he called for help already?
Yeah.
All right, and at that time there was nobody else up there?
Nobody else up there.
So it was just you and the cop?
Yeah, and then another truck pulled over. I think he was a cop or something, because he took out a badge or something.
A badge?
Yeah.
And what did he do?
He ran up to them, and that's when I just, he started helping them.
Okay, and what did you see that other, the cop, what was he wearing? Was he wearing clothes?
Yeah, like, he regular clothes.
Just regular clothes, yeah. like jeans and a shirt?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he...
Well, I think they were sweatpants.
Sweatpants?
Yeah.
All right, do you know if that person lives in the area?
I think he does.
Okay, so he pulls up, gets out, runs up to the cop to help him.
Yeah.
Did you see him, like, touching the cop or helping him with his shirt or anything like that? Or?
No, I didn't see that because I just walked away.
Okay, so the second he showed his badge, that's when you turned around and walked away?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then what did you hear after that, if anything?
Nothing. You know, I just came back to working.
Okay. Now, when this was happening, did you see any other cars with these two cars?
Yeah. I think it was a beige, I don't know if it was a Mercedes van or a BMW.
Okay. And when you saw the truck going past the stop sign and the police officer right behind him, where was this other car at?
In the middle of the two.
In between them? So this other car was actually behind the truck?
Yeah.
And the police officer was behind the other car?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did that fit in over here when the truck stopped?
That's the thing that I'm trying to figure out, you know, because... I don't know.
Marcelo Santiago and Marcos all speak Spanish.
Okay.
Getting barred here unless we happen to see
him. Okay. Spanish. And those are the guys with him?
Yeah, those are the guys back there. And then Mateus, I got a signal from him.
Okay.
But these three are barred as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So when the truck stopped, this Mercedes stopped right behind the truck?
Yeah.
And then the cops stopped behind the Mercedes or off the side of it?
Right with he's right there still with the car,
uh-huh.
So I don't know where the other car
it
pulled over.
Kind of went behind the tree?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Did you ever see that person in that car get out or anything?
I never saw.
Okay. And after the truck left, did you see that Mercedes go anywhere or did it stay?
Yeah, back home.
It followed us?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch the truck. I think it's moving here. Okay, can I get your ID? I need to get your information. All right, I'm going to stop recording.
For the DA's office?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's got some good info on what transpired. He actually witnessed the shootout leading up to it and occurring and after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he saw the whole thing. Basically, oh,